peace, brothers and sisters.
我们很感谢主的恩典。
We thank Lord for His grace.
因为他是信实的主。
He's faithful.
他乐意我们来到他的面前。
He's willing for us to come before Him.
我们每次来到他的面前，他就来施恩给我们。
Every time we come before Him, He gave us grace.
他用他的生命来充满我们。
He filled us with His life.
就像刚才李良弟兄告诉我们的。
Just like a brother Li Liang shared.
我们是要让主的爱在我们的当中流通。
We need to allow the love of God to flow among us.
让主的生命充满在我们的里面。
We need to be filled with.
要彼此相爱。
Love one.
彼此赦免。
Love one another. Forgive one another.
但是我们自己做不到。
But we cannot ourselves.
有一个秘诀。
There's a secret.
秘诀是什么？我们刚才弟兄讲什么？
What has our brother shared?
秘诀就是基督，对不对？
The secret is Christ.
就是让基督在我们的里面做主。
So that Christ may reign in us.
让基督的生命从我们的当中流通。
So allow the life of Christ flow in us.
那这样我们就可以活出主要我们活出的生命。
So we can live out the life of Christ.
我们要来读几处的圣经。
Let's begin with few scriptures.
马太福音第五章第七节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 7.
马太福音五章七节。好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必能连续。好，然后第六章十四到十五节。
Chapter 6:14-15.
来。你们饶恕人的饭，你们的天父也必恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。下一处在马太福音十八章，我们要读21-35。
Next is Matthew 18 from verse 21 to 25.
读35。二十一章到二十一节，十八章二十一节到三十五节，这是一段比较长的经节。
This is a rather long scriptures.
但是很重要，所以我们还是把它读过。
It's very important, so we need to read through.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
那时，彼得近前来对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？”耶稣说：“我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。天国好像一个王，要和他仆人算账。还算的时候，人带了一个欠一千万银子的来，因为他没有什么偿还之物。主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女，并一切所有的都卖了偿还。那仆人就俯伏拜他说：主啊，宽容我吧，将来我都要还清。那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。那仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴欠他十两银子，便揪着他，掐住他的喉咙说：你把所欠还我。他的同伴就苦苦央求他说：宽容我吧，将来我必还清。他不肯进去，把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事都告诉了主人。于是主人叫了他来，对他说：你这恶奴，你央求我，我将所欠的都还了，你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。还有两处的经节。
Another two scriptures.
以弗所书四章三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4:32.
这就是我们刚才所唱的诗歌。
This is the song we just sung.
以弗所书四章三十二节。好，我们一起来读。并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督 饶恕了你们一样。好，最后一处在哥罗西书三章十二到十三节。
Last scripture is in Colossians chapter 3:12-13.
哥罗西书三章十二十三节，我们从十二节读。
Let's start from 12.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。好，我们再有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们来到你的面前，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you when we come before you.
因为我们欠了千万金，主为我们还清。
Because you paid it all, all to him I owe.
主啊，我们实在亏欠了你，主啊，但是主你怜悯我们，主你把我们所亏欠的全部还清。
We owe you so much, but you paid it all.
主，你还要我们存怜悯的心，存彼此来恕。
You also let us to put on our tender mercy and forgive each other.
主啊，我们感谢你，你看我们是所拣选圣洁蒙爱的人。
Lord, we thank you. You see us as the holy and beloved.
主啊，你给我们一个像你一样的生命可以饶恕。
You have given us the same life as you have, so that we may forgive one another.
早晨，我们把下面的时间仰望在恩主的手中，愿意你对我们的心说话。
We place the following time in your hand. May you speak to our heart.
主啊，让我们能够像主一样，你饶恕我们，我们也当怎样彼此饶恕。
So we may be like you. How you forgive us, we may forgive one another.
我们把感谢赞美来归给主。
We give all the praise and thanks to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. 我们感谢主。上一次我在这边跟大家交通到彼此相爱。
We thank Lord. Last time we shared loving one another.
这一次我们要来思想彼此饶恕。
And at this time we consider how to forgive one another.
感谢主用他的爱来拯救我们。让我们可以来爱神，也彼此相爱。
We think he has saved us, we say, so we may love Lord, also love one another.
那也许刚开始的时候，我们觉得很爱主，我们也很愿意彼此相爱。
Maybe at first we are willing to love the Lord and love one another.
可是呢，过了一段时间，特别在我们在教会当中，一起与弟兄姐妹服侍，然后有比较多的接触的时候。
As time goes on, especially when we start to serve with brothers and sisters.
常常就会因为一些的小事情，一些的误会，就有时候我们就很难彼此相爱。
And then gradually it becomes very difficult for us to love one another because of the trivial or some minor difficulties.
也许是我们得罪了别人，也许别人得罪了我们。
Perhaps it's because we offended others or we have been offended by others.
也许我们跟弟兄姐妹有些事情看法不一样。
Maybe we have a different opinions.
那也许我们对于一些服事的这些重点不一样。
Maybe we have a different focus.
那甚至呢如果更不好的一情形，就是也许在我们当中还是有一些争甚至有些仇恨。
Maybe worse, we have some disagreement, argument, or even hatred.
因为这是我们天然生命里面很自然会产生的。
All this can be found in our natural flesh.
那这样我们就没有办法彼此相爱。那如何能够来彼此相爱呢？
And this way, there's no way for us to love one another. And then how we can love one another?
主要我们彼此饶恕。
Lord told us we need to forgive one another.
所以彼此饶恕是彼此相爱的基础。
Therefore, loving one another, forgiving one another is the foundation of loving one another.
所以今天愿意从三方面我们来怎样学习彼此饶恕。
So today we would like to learn how to forgive one another from three aspects.
第一方面我们一起来思想赦罪的恩典。
And the first aspect, we need to consider the grace of forgiveness.
第二方面饶恕的生命。
And secondly, it's the life of forgiveness.
第三方面彼此饶恕的实行。
It's the practice of forgiveness.
我们要来认识要怎么样彼此饶恕，先来认识我们是从主来得到这个赦罪的恩典。
Before we come to know this, we need to come to understand the grace of the forgiveness.
罗马书告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans told us, all have sinned and fall short of glory of God.
那罪犯了罪，罪的工价就是死。
Wages of sin is death.
我们在这就是我们为什么每个人都会死。
That's why everybody will die.
但是感谢主。圣经还告诉我们，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
But thank Lord, God also told us the gift of God is eternal life in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们这个肉身虽然会死，但是我们因着信主耶稣，因着神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里面乃是永生。
Even though our flesh may die, but the gift of God is eternal life in our Lord Jesus.
大卫说，得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人何等有福，主不算为有罪的这人是有福的。
David mentioned that blessed on who the sin, the deeds are forgiven and the sins uncovered.
主不算为有罪的这人是有福的。
Blessed on those who those sins will not be taken account by the Lord.
所以我们本来都是该死该灭亡的。
We are destined to die.
但是如今蒙着神的救赎，就白白的称义。
So because of the redemption of the Lord, we may be justified freely.
所以我们凡因着信主耶稣基督的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So whoever believes in Lord Jesus will not perish but receive eternal life.
这就是我们刚才唱的第一首诗歌，我欠千万金，主替我还清。
This is the first hymn we just sung. It's Jesus paid it all.
我想每一位得救的，我们都有这样的经历。
Everybody who saved by grace, we all should have this experience.
但是在我们日常生活当中呢，我们是不是有被赦免的经历呢
？But in our daily living, do we have the experience forgiveness?
我想先问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
在我们当中呢，谁开车的时候被警察罚单的，请举手。
Whoever received a traffic ticket, raise your hand.
哇、wow,
，They're quite a few.
可能有至少有三分之一的弟兄姐妹。
One third of brothers sisters.
也许有二分之一的。
Maybe half of it.
好，那下一个问题。
Next question.
有哪位弟兄姐妹呢？被警察拦住呢？警察却没有开你罚单的，请举手。
So whoever was stopped by policemen but were not given the traffic ticket, raise
your hand. 也不少，
也至少
有一二十位弟兄姐妹。
Like 10 or 20 brothers sisters.
我跟大家讲一个见证。
I share a testimony.
在很多年以前呢，有一年夏令会，我们请一位在洛杉矶服事组的姊妹来到我们当中服事。
Many years ago, we invited a sister from Los Angeles come to our meeting to serve.
这位姊妹呢，就是编写我们现在唱的这个圣徒诗歌主要的同工。
This is the main editor of the hymn book.
That we sing.
That we sing.
那夏令会完了呢，我就送她去机场。
After the summer conference, I drove him to the airport Hobby Airport.
我想那时候大概早上八点多。
It was about the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning.
所以我把他送上飞机以后呢，我就沿着那个Broadway 这条街要回来。
After I drop her off at the airport, I drove back on the Broadway.
那在一个十字路口呢，快要到路口呢，我就看那个灯就从绿灯转成黄灯。
As I approaching the intersection, I saw the traffic light turn from yellow to red.
那也。从绿灯变成黄灯。
To绿哦 ，from a green to yellow。
那因为我已经快要到了，我想说，哎呀，那我就冲过去吧。
Because I was thinking, since I'm almost there, I just run through.
但是我很清楚的知道，当我还没有过那个线的时候，它已经变成红灯了。
But I clearly knew that before I even cross, the traffic light turned.
我一过了那个路口，后面就嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡的叫。
After I passed the light, and then there was a police car following me and sounding.
Yeah. 那个警车呢？它就跟在我的后面。
And that police car is actually following right behind me.
然后我就把车子开到旁边。
So I pulled over.
啊，我想那一定完蛋了。
So I said it. That's it.
因为呢，我是知道我自己是闯红灯了。
Because I knew that I ran the traffic light.
那他就到旁边的那警察就把那个我的证件保险拿去看。
So the policeman took away all my documents, driver license and insurance.
那他回来的时候，他问我说：“你为什么闯红灯啊？”
And then when he came back, he asked me, "Why you run the traffic light.
哦，对不起，他先问我说，你闯红灯，你知不知道？
And then he actually he first asked me, did you realize that you ran the traffic light?
哎，我说我知道。
I said I knew.
然后第二个问题是说，你为什么闯红灯
？And the second question, why you ran the light?
哎呀，我实在没有什么，要回去上班。
I have nothing else to say. I just told him I need to drive back.
哎，感谢主啊，这位警察好。
And thank Lord, this policeman was very kind.
哎，他问一下我在哪里上班。
He asked me where did I work.
然后他就把证件还我。
And he returned all my documents.
他说啊，以后开车小心一点。
He said, be careful next time.
哎，我完全没有期待说是会是这样的。
I didn't expect this response.
因为我明明知道我闯红灯。
Because I clearly knew that I ran the light.
那他也知道我闯红灯。
He also caught me.
我也承认我闯红灯。
I admit it.
所以当然就应该是开罚单。
Of course, I deserve to have a ticket.
哎，但是他却没有开我罚单。
But he didn't give me.
哎，我觉得这件事情让我也学到很多属灵的功课。
And from this matter, I also learned a lot of a spiritual lesson.
在约翰福音，约翰一书讲说，你们若认自己的罪，怎么样？神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免你们的罪，洗净你们一切的不义。
In 1 John, it meant, if you confess your sin, our God is righteous and just. He will surely forgive you all your sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness.
感谢主啊，我认了我的罪。
And thank Lord, I confess my sin.
所以呢，那警察很有怜悯，他就没有开我罚单。
And then maybe that's why the policeman had a compassion on me, so he didn't give me the ticket.
我想刚才啊，在做举手的哈，如果有你被警察拦住没有被开罚单，你就知道我那个感觉是怎么样。
For those of you who raise your hand and when you caught by police but the police didn't give you the ticket, you may share the same feeling with me.
这个叫做赦罪的恩典。
This is called the grace of forgiveness.
Now.我们犯的罪哈，如果比起这个闯红灯来说哈，我们如果亏欠神的，比闯红灯来说呢，是多的太多了。
Actually, all we owe to God is way much more than just running the traffic light.
所以当主为我们的罪债还清的时候
，When the Lord paid it all，
我们实在心里面何等感谢主。
Our heart is full of thanksgiving.
所以感谢主，我们要有这样的认识，就是说。当我们来信主、相信主，口里来承认，心里来相信的时候，主就赦免我们一切的罪。我们实在理当把感谢赞美来归给主。
So when we confess our sin, our Lord will forgive us from all the sins, and then we ought to give all our thanks and praise to our Lord.
我们每个人，当我们经历这个赦罪的恩典的时候
，As we experience the grace of forgiveness，
那我们就想到这个诗歌的有一首诗歌就是。我是个罪人蒙主恩。
As we thinking about this, we remember one hymn. It's the only a sinner saved by grace.
有没有人知道是哪一首？差一点，差一点，220首。
It's a hymn 200.
OK， 他说流泪有何用，功行有何效？若非神怜悯，灭亡怎能逃？
It's the tears unveiling, no merit had I. Mercy had saved me, or else I must die.
前我因有罪不敢近神，现今谁人蒙主恩。
Sin had alarmed me, fearing God's face, but now I'm saved by grace.
我是个罪人。
Only a sinner saved by grace.
这是我身份，是我的地位，荣耀归给神。我是个罪人蒙主恩。
This is my story. To God be the glory. I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
我们何等感谢主
how much we thank Lord.
因为主他是蛮有恩典蛮有怜悯不轻易发怒有丰盛的慈爱和诚实
Because our Lord is merciful and gracious abounding in loving kindness and truth and slow to anger.
那我们来认识我们的神呢他是喜欢怜悯喜欢恩典不轻易发怒的神
We need to come to know our God who is merciful and gracious and slow to anger.
诗篇103篇他说他不长久责备也不永远怀怒他没有按我们的罪过待我们也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们
And Psalm 103 mentioned that he will not always strive nor will he keep his anger foreverHe has not dealt with us according to sins, nor punished us according to iniquities.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him.
我们何等感谢主。主他是一位满有恩典慈爱的神，他乐意来怜悯我们，他乐意来施恩给我们。
And how much we should thank Lord because he is merciful and gracious. He is abounding loving kindness and truth. He is willing to give all the grace to us.
主耶稣也是这样。
Our Lord Jesus is the same.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候，他从各城各乡在会堂里面教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们不流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Because as the Jesus went about cities and villages, he teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sicknesses and diseases. When he saw the multitude, he had a heart of compassion on them because they are weary and scattered like a sheep without shepherd.
所以当有人生病来到主面前，主就医治他们的疾病。当有人被鬼附来到主的面前，主就把他身上的鬼赶走。当人有需要来到他的面前，饥饿来到他的面前，他就让5000人吃饱。
When the people are sick, they come to the Lord, and then God will heal them. When somebody hungry, and God feed them. When somebody were captured by demons, and our Jesus cast out the demons.
但是，人常常都是很健忘的。
But we are easy to get.
所以当主耶稣被抓被审判的时候，许多人他们就说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
When our Lord captured and then nailed on the cross, a lot of people said, "Nail him, nail him."
Crucify him.
Yeah.
那我相信这些许多说钉他十字架的人。有一些人他们也许是被吃过主给他们的饼，或者甚至被主医治过的。
I believe among all those who shout that crucify him and some of them had eaten the bread that the Lord gave them and some of them were even healed by the Lord.
那但是他们被这些祭司长跟文士呢他们说他们的影响，他们就说钉他十字架。
And then they are influenced by the lawyers and the Pharisees, and then they cry aloud and said, "Crucify him."
甚至被钉在十字架上，那有些人还嘲笑着：“你若是神的儿子，可十字架上下来。”
When Lord Jesus was on the cross, and some people you mocked him and said, "If you are son of God, come down from the cross."
说他救了别人，却不能救自己。
He can save others, but not himself.
哦，我们何等感谢我们的主。
How much we thank our Lord.
他就是因着他要救我们，所以他不能从十字架上下来。
It's all because he need to save us, that's why he couldn't come down from the cross.
是的，他要救别人，不能救自己，所以他就留在十字架上。
Yes, indeed, he need to save others, but not himself. That's why he stay on the cross.
所以主在十字架上，他为钉他十字架祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
That's why he prayed for the people, and said, "Heavenly Father, forgive them because what they do not know what they do."
这就是神的生命。
This is the life of God.
是在父神的里面，也在主耶稣里面。
It's found in our Heavenly Father. It's our Lord Jesus.
所以我们要来学习这饶恕呢，我们第一个。第一件事情要来认识我们的神是赦罪的神。
So in order to learn how to forgive one another, we need to first to understand our God is the God of forgiveness.
不止这样，我们还要来经历赦罪的恩典，还有被赦免的平安和喜乐。
Not only so, we also need to experience the peace and joy of forgiveness.
所以我们愿意每一位来到主的面前的，我们都接受他为救主。
And I hope I hope everybody come before him will receive him as our savior.
不只来认识我们的神是赦罪的神，我们自己也来经历赦罪的平安。
Not only we need to know our Lord is the Lord of the forgiveness of sin, we also need to experience the peace of forgiveness.
那第二方面，我们要怎么样能够来彼此饶恕呢？
And secondly, how we can forgive one another?
就是要有的生命。
We need to have a liveness.
我们知道彼此饶恕一个美德啊。
We know that forgiving one another is a virtue.
甚至还不信主的时候，我们也知道这饶恕就是一个美德。
You know, before we say, we knew that forgiveness is a virtue.
但是常常知道却做不到。
But we knew, but we couldn't do it.
所以我们就知道这不是知识的问题，乃是生命的问题。
So we know that this is apparently not matter of knowledge, it's a matter of life.
感谢主，主耶稣来地上呢，他把他的生命带给我们。
We thank Lord, when the Lord came to earth, he gave us His life.
所以在马太福音五六七章呢，就讲到天国的律法。
In Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7, it talked about the laws of heaven.
特别讲到说，连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
He especially mentioned that blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain.
这是登山宝训里面八里面第五个福。
This is the Sermon on the Mountain. Among all the Beatitudes is the fifth blessing.
主耶稣说，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Because Lord Jesus said, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will Father forgive your trespasses.
在主耶稣十二个门徒里面呢，最喜欢发问题的是谁
？Among all the 12 disciples, who is the one who like to ask the question？
我知道是谁？彼得啊。
It's Peter。
对不对？彼得最喜欢问问题。
Peter likes to ask questions。
所以当主耶稣这样讲的时候呢，那彼得就问说：“主啊。”我的弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗
？As the Lord Jesus was teaching them, Peter came and asked question. He said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? Forgive him up to seven times."
我们如何回答呢
？How we would respond？
如果是我会讲的说，七次已经很不错了。
If I were him, I would say it's enough to forgive seven times.
好像我还很少饶恕人到七次。
I rarely forgive somebody seven times.
就美国人来说呢，你如果第一次犯错，其实他们都对你很好的。
For American, if you made a mistake for the first time, they're okay.
第二次也许还可以的。
If a second time, it's okay too.
但是你如果犯错第三次呢，他可能就不对你那么好了。
If you make a mistake for the third time, things will be different.
所以在英文里面有一句话就是说 Three strikes, you are out.
There is an American saying says Three strikes, you are out.
这就是棒球里面讲的三振出局。
It's the rule in the baseball game. It's a three strikes, you are out.
你有三个好打到呢，你就出局了。
As after three strikes and out.
所以这个彼得比这个好一点，对不对
？Peter is better than this.
那这个他至少他还愿意饶恕到七次。
At least he was willing to forgive seven times.
所以美国人呢，就最多三次。
And for American, up to three times.
中国人呢
？What about the Chinese?
中国人几次啊？其实哈，中国人不太好。
So the Chinese people are not very good.
中国人有句话讲说：“人不犯我，我不犯人；人若犯我，十倍奉还。”
We have this saying that if I don't offend others, and then I will. If I'm not offended by others, I will not offend others. If I'm offended by others, I will pay back 10 times more.
有仇不报非君子。
If you will not revenge, you are not gentleman.
君子报仇，十年不晚。
Even in 10 years, not too long to revenge.
哎呀，这个自尊的这个里面一个常有的情形。
This is a commonly thought
虽然那个在儒家思想里面也要讲到饶恕。
Even in the Confucius, also talk a lot about the forgiveness.
但是事实上呢，我们如果看历史呢，真正饶恕的非常非常的少。
If we look back at all the histories, and then we can only find a few who truly forgive.
那报仇的呢，比比皆是。
And then, but we can find a lot of people who take revenge.
所以这是人的生命。
This is the life of man.
但是感谢主，神的生命却不是这样。
Thank Lord, the life of God is different.
彼得为什么讲到说，我弟兄得罪我饶恕七次，可以吗？
Why Peter ask, is it enough for me to forgive my brother up to seven times?
这有圣经的根据的。
It based on the Bible, biblical theory.
因为在圣经里面呢，特别讲到说是每七年的末一年呢，是叫做一个豁免年。
Because in Old Testament mentioned that every 7 years, it's a year of release.
在豁免年的时候呢，债主要把所借给邻舍的呢都免了，不可以向邻舍和弟兄追讨。
And this is the form of the release. Every creditor who has the land, who has lent anything to his neighbors, shall release it, and he shall not require it of his neighbors or his brother.
甚至呢，如果有弟兄当中有一个希伯来人是卖给你的，服侍你六年，第七年就要任他自由的去。
And then if a Hebrew brother was sold to you, on the seventh year, you need to let him go.
还不止这样。
Not only so.
在旧约的律法里面呢，还有一个年叫做大豁免年。
And then in the Old Testament, in the law, it also called the Year of Jubilee.
这就是禧年。
It's the Year of Jubilee, right?
禧年是什么呢？就是在七个豁免年下一个年，就是第四十九、第五十年呢，大豁免年或者叫禧年。
It's the all the seven.Times 7 years passed, and then in the 50 years, and this year is the year of jubilee.
所以不只是说欠的债免了，不只是说奴仆都可以自由了。
Not only all the debts are forgiven, and all the slaves will be let free.
甚至卖的地呢都可以赎回。
And then actually you can
redeem
all the lands.
所以感谢
all the fields,
yeah, 感谢主
all the fields may be redeemed.
这个为什么神设这样的律法呢？因为神的生命就是一个赦免的生命。
Why God gave this law? Because the life of God is the life of forgiveness.
所以彼得说，饶恕弟兄七次够吗？
So Peter asked, Is it enough for me to forgive my brother up to seven times?
主耶稣说，不是七次，乃是十个七次。
The Lord said to him, It's nine times, but 70 times.
七十个七次就是那个豁免年，大豁免就是禧年，七个七以后呢，还要再乘十倍。
It's the year of jubilee times seven.
这就是讲到一个完全的饶恕。
This talk about the perfect forgiveness.
Complete
forgiveness.
讲到一个不是串次数的问题，因为你算到七十个七次，你已经忘了有多少次了，对不对？
It's not a matter of counting, because when you count like up to 70 times 7, you already lost counting.
因为乃是讲到一个完全的赦免。
It talks about the complete forgiveness.
那主耶稣怕彼得不懂。
And then the Lord worried that maybe Peter couldn't understand.
所以主耶稣就对他说了一个比喻。
So the Lord gave a parable.
他说天国好像有一个王要和他的仆人算账。
And he said, which verse?
马太福音十八章二节。
Oh yeah, therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle account with servants.
所以有一个人呢，欠了他主人一千万两银子。
And then one servant owed his master, $10,000.
那他还不起，所以主人就说把他的妻子儿女并他一切所有都卖了来偿还。
As he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children.
那个仆人就对主人说：“主啊，宽容我吧，将来我必偿要还清。”
The servant begged and say, "Master, have a patience with me, and I will pay you all."
那个 主人他就动了慈心，然后就释放他，并且免了他所有的债。
The master of the servant was moved with compassion, release him and forgive him the debt.
啊，这个人出来以后呢，他看见他的同伴欠他十两银子。
And then the servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii.
就抓住他，揪住他，然后掐住他的喉咙说：“你把锁还我。”
He laid him and took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me what you owe."
那这个他的同伴呢，讲说：“宽容我吧，将来我必还清。”
And this fellow servant also begged him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you all."
那这个欠主人10,000两银子的这个仆人呢，说他不肯，他就把这个他的同伴下在监里。
And this person who owed his master 10,000 talents did not agree, and he put this fellow servant into prison.
所以他的同伴看见了，就告诉主人，主人就大怒，然后呢说：“你这个恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？”
And his fellow servants saw what he had done. They were very grieved and come and told his master. And then his master said, "You wicked servant, I forgive you all the debts because you begged me. Should you not also have had a compassion on your fellow servants, just as I had pity on you?"
所以主人就把他掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。
But the master delivered him to the torturer till he should pay all that was due to him.
主最后说：“你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们。”
So the lastly, Lord mentioned that, "So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses."
所以主耶稣讲的，他要讲就是说70个70次的饶恕，就是从心里的饶恕。
And when Lord talked about 70 times 7 of forgiveness, he mentioned that the complete forgiveness from your heart.
主耶稣讲这个例子非常有意思。
And then this is a very interesting example Lord shared.
首先呢，他就讲说这个仆人呢，他是欠他主人10,000两银子。
First, he talked about this this servant owed his master 10,000 talents.
然后这个另外他的同伴呢，这个人的同伴欠他10两银子。
And then another fellow servant, this servant owed him 100 denarii.
对，所以十两银子呢，换算来说就差不多是100天的工资。
100 denarii, if you do a conversion, it's worth of 100 days of wages.
大家每个人想想看，如果工作的你的薪水是多少，差不多是1/3的你每年薪的1/3。年薪的1/3。
So your monthly salary? No. 100 days of wages is about 1/3 of your annual salary.
如果有人欠你这么多钱，你怎么办
？If somebody owes you this much, what would you do？
你是不是就说算了，你不用还我了
？Would you say that it's okay, you don't have to pay me back？
也不是一个小数目，对不对
？It's not a small number。
啊，但是你想想看，这个人他欠他主人多少呢
？Just think how much this man owes his master。
这个人欠主人，如果换算来说呢，就是欠10,000两银子，是60万到100万倍。这个他的慢欠他的。
If you converted this 10,000 talents, it's 600,000 times more
than a million
than this fellow servant owned to him.
如果说这个他的同伴欠他是就是100天的工资的话。
If his fellow servant owed him 100 days of wages.
他欠他主人16万年的工资。
Then this man owed his master 160,000 years of wages.
所以这不没有办法相比的。
It's incomparable.
所以这个人欠他主人的是远远多过他同伴欠他的。
So,This man, what this man owned to his master is way more than his fellow servant owned to him.
如果大家读英文的圣经，或你听我们刚才姐妹读的呢，还有一点点小的差别。
If you notice the English translation, there are a minor difference.
因为在英文的里面呢，这个人欠的呢是10,000个他连德。
Because this
was 10,000的他连德。
This man owed his master 10,000 talents.
但是他的同伴欠他的呢是100个denarii。
But his fellow servant owed him 100 denarii.
那这两个是不同的度量的单位的。
It's a different unit of measurement.
因为他连德呢在圣经上是度量金子的。
Because the talents is to measure the gold.
这个 denarii 呢是度量银子的。
And the denarii is the unit to measure the silver.
所以我们欠神的不只是比人欠我们的多得多，而且呢性质上还不一样。
Not only we owe way much more than way much more to God, and that actually it's a different nature.
Yeah.
Different nature.
是。当我们认识我们欠主的多少的时候呢，人欠我们算不了什么。
When we realize how we owe to God and whatever people owe to us is nothing.
那我们想想看，这个人，这个为什么他不能够赦免他的同伴呢？
Let's consider why this man cannot forgive his fellow servant.
我想至少有三点。
At least three points.
第一个，他不觉得说这个主人赦免他的人，这是一个很大的恩典。
First, he didn't realize how great grace he have received from his master.
他不是一个感恩的人。
He is not a person who is thankful.
第二个，他不是一个怜悯的人。
And secondly, he is not merciful.
因为在圣经上讲说，主人动了慈心。
And then the Bible mentioned that this master was moved with compassion.
这个仆人他却没有慈心。
But this man did not have a heart of compassion.
如果大家注意读圣经哈，如果你比较一下，就是说这个仆人对他主人讲的话，跟他的同伴对讲的话，有没有什么差别呢？
Pay close attention to verses. You see, there's is there any difference between this man, what this man told the master and what this fellow servant told this man?
他们两个都是讲说宽容我吧，将来我都要还清。
Both of them mentioned that have patience with me and I will pay you all.
宽容我吧，我将来必要还清。
Have patience with me and I will pay you all.
是讲的一样的话。
Exactly the same verse.
但是主人有慈心，有怜悯，他这个仆人却没有怜悯的心。
But the master was moved with compassion, but this man did not have a heart of compassion.
第三。
Thirdly.
这个人呢，他对别人跟对自己的要求不一样。
This man has a different requirement for himself and for others.
所以他被赦免，但他却不能赦免别人。
He can be forgiven, but there's no way for him to forgive others.
我们感谢主，主给我们的是一个饶恕的生命。
We thank the Lord. What he gave us is the life of forgiveness.
主要我们的只是说要饶恕弟兄到70个70，主要我们是从心里要来饶恕。
Not only we should forgive our brother 70 times 7 from our heart, we also need to forgive them from the bottom of our heart.
所以饶恕不是一个知识的问题，是生命的问题。
So the forgiveness is not a matter of knowledge, it's the matter of life.
饶恕不是靠我立志，是我说我定义我一定要饶恕，我就能够饶恕，而是饶恕是生命的流露。
Forgiveness does not depend on my will. It's actually the flow of our life.
要能够饶恕，首先我们要先经历到被饶恕的这样的一个实际。
In order to forgive, we need to first experience the reality of forgiveness ourselves.
我们要来认识被主赦免的这个大恩，做一个感恩的人。
We need to come to understand the great grace of forgiveness of God, so we be person who are thankful.
我们要像主一样，看见人有需要的时候，我们动了慈心，有怜悯的心。
We just like our Lord, when we see somebody in need, then we can be moved with compassion.
最后。第三点，我们要看怎么样来实行彼此饶恕。
Lastly, we need to consider how we can practice to forgive one another.
人和人相处难免有许多的问题，不管在家里面或在教会里面，或在工作当中。
It's inevitable to have a disagreement at home and at work.
教会中。
At church.
为什么？因为人里面都是有罪的。那当我们与人的距离越近的时候，就我们看见我们的这个人的里面都是不完全的，所以难免会有一些问题。
Because we all are sinners, so as we come closer to one another, it's inevitable we have some disagreement.
所以如果大家来到教会里面，你好我好大家好的话，那就没有问题。
So if you church and greet each other officially, then there's a problem.
但是当我们一起服侍、一起同工的时候呢，常常就会有摩擦或冲突。
As we serve together, we often have frictions and conflicts.
那这些就让我们里面呢，就会有这个误会，或者是有一些嫌隙。
These will cause all the misunderstanding and some complaints.
那这些就让我们拦住我们可以彼此相爱。
All this will hinder us from loving one another.
所以我们如何才能够彼此相爱呢
？How we can love one another?
我想第一个就是要有怜悯的心。
First, we need to have a heart of compassion.
我不晓得大家看弟兄姐妹你怎么看
？How you look at the brothers sisters?
假设今天李良弟兄呢聚会迟到。
So let's, for example, Brother Li Liang came late to our morning service.
我不知道你怎么，如果他这样，你怎么看他哈？你会想到他一定昨天晚上看电视看太晚了。
What would you read at him? You must be thinking that he stayed up too late to watch TV.
或者呢，想说，哎呀，这李良总是迟到嘛，今天迟到也不稀奇啊。
And then maybe perhaps you also thinking that because Brother Li Liang always late, so it's no strange that he's late today.
还是你会说，哎，也许我的弟兄哈，昨天晚上生病哈，没有睡好。
And perhaps you may thinking maybe our brother was sick last night. I didn't have a good sleep.
甚至呢，也许今天他迟到的原因呢，是因为他到很远的地方去接一个人来聚会。
Maybe he was driving very far to pick up some people go to the meeting.
所以我们常常看人啊，都是看外貌。
So we often see people outwardly.
都是只是看见这个事情的本身。
We only see the things themselves.
我们呢，常常就下判断，然后不知道那个真正的原因。
Then we are quick to come to the conclusion and didn't know the true reason.
天然的人呢，非常容易论断，而且非常猜疑。
Our natural being is very, it's prone to judge and to be suspicious.
常常呢，都是自以为是，自己觉得自己总是对的，别人都是错的。
We all always think ourselves are always right and other people not always right.
那不能进入别人的感觉，没有怜悯的心。
We cannot enter into other people's feeling. We don't have a heart of compassion.
我看过一个故事哈，这个故事也非常有启发性。
I read a story. It's very inspiring.
就是有一对夫妻呢，他们坐游轮出去玩。
A couple went on a cruise for vacation.
结果很不幸呢，是这个就是起了暴风，他们船就遇见船难。
Unfortunately, there was storm and then there was shipwreck.
然后这船上的救生艇有限，大家都争先恐后的就要抢这个救生艇。
Since the life was very limited, a lot of people fight for it.
那夫妻呢？这个丈夫呢？他就冲上救生艇去。
His husband was the first one to jump onto the lifeboat.
他一点都不管他的妻子。
He didn't care about his wife.
然后呢？最后呢？这个坐在救生艇上的人就得救了。
And then all the people who were on the lifeboat were saved.
那没有上救生艇的人都灭亡了。
And those who couldn't get on the lifeboat perished.
所以大家在抢这个救生艇的时候呢，很多人就是都骂这个先生。
As people fight for this lifeboat, a lot of people blame on this husband.
那这先生也不说什么。
And this husband didn't say a word.
如果你在那里，你会怎么讲？
If you were there, what would you say?
二十年以后
,20 years later,
这个先生呢就带着他的女儿带到船难的地方。
And this husband brought his daughter to visit the place where the shipwreck happened.
然后他就跟心里面跟他的妻子讲说你可以安息吧因为已经把我们的女儿养大了。
Saying, you can have a peace because I have brought up our daughter.
因为那一次他们去游轮去旅游，是因为他的妻子得了末期的癌症，已经知道日子不多，所以他们就一起出去玩。
The reason why they went on a cruise for vacation is because their his wife had the last stage of cancer. There were not many days left.
很多我们不是常常这样吗？我们都是看事情的外表，我们就做判断。
We often like this. We often look at the outward, look at things outwardly, and then we are quick come to conclusion.
这是许多误会、许多难处的一些起因。
This is the reason. This is the reason to cause many misunderstanding and disagreement.
主要我们要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心。并且要彼此饶恕，就神在基督里，他饶恕了我们一样。
Lord, to put on the mercy and the tender long suffering and forgive one another as God forgive us in Jesus Christ.
所以感谢主，他给我们的是一个饶恕的生命。
We thank Lord, the life He gave us is the life of forgiveness.
我们如果不饶恕，我们就没有办法在神的生命里面来长大。
If we do not learn to forgive one another, there is no way for us to grow in God.
主耶稣对那个撒玛利亚的妇人讲说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说话的是给我活水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
And it's in John chapter 5, right?
四章十节。
Oh, chapter 4. Lord Jesus said, Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God, who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have him, and he would have given you living water.
主是一个活水的源头。
Our Lord is source of the living water.
如果说我们不饶恕的话呢，这个活水就像一个管子一样，就是里面就堵住了。
If we do not forgive others, this living water will be blocked.
那这样活水就没有办法流到我们的当中。
And there's no way for the living water to flow among us.
那我们的生命就没有办法长大。
Then our spiritual life cannot grow.
所以饶恕人呢，就让我们可以有主与主的，让主的活水的生命可以流通在我们的里面。
Forgiving other people allows the living water of the Lord to flow in the midst of us.
那些罪或者说一些误会、一些难处，都是这些拦阻这活水流通的一个原因。
All these sins, these misunderstanding and difficulties are the reason to hinder the living water from flowing among us.
我们的身体也是这样。
Our body is the same.
我们身体有许多关，要能够如果我们的血液、我们的循环流通的话，这身体就非常健康。
We have many organs. If our blood circulates well, then our body is in good condition.
如果你的肾脏里面有石头。
If your lung, no, kidney. If your kidney has a stone,
然后呢，这个石头排不出来的话，那就会很痛，对不对？
If you cannot release this stone, then it's very painful.
那如果说你的血管里面有这些脏的东西呢，如果它跑到心脏的血管阻塞怎么办呢？
If there's something found in your vessel, then this thing will flow into your heart.
那就得了心脏病。
Then you will have a heart attack.
如果这些血管里面的这些脏的东西呢，跑到这个脑里面呢，那堵住了怎么办？
If this thing in your vessel flow into your brain, and then cause
这样就会得了
中
风。中风对不对？
You will get a stroke.
所以身上呢这些东西呢是要脏的东西是要清除的。
All these unnecessary dirty things need to be released from our body.
如果说我们当中有些难处、有些罪、有些误会的话呢，也是借着饶恕主要把我们出去的。
If we have some difficulties and disagreement among us, we also need to cast them out through the forgiveness.
主要我们得着这样一个饶恕的生命，这样蛮有怜悯、蛮有恩慈的。
Lord want us to have this life but is full of mercy and compassion.
第二方面，要怎么样子能够来操练这个彼此饶恕呢？
And thirdly, how we should practice of forgiving one another.
就是不要记恨。
It's do not remember other people's sins.
箴言十二节讲到说，恨能够挑起争端，爱遮掩一切的过错。
Proverbs 12, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins.
约翰一书也讲到说，凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。
First John, whoever hates his brothers is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
要饶恕就要能够不记恨。
In order to forgive, you cannot remember other people's other people's fault.
在圣经里面有一个非常好的榜样，就是约瑟。
There's a very good example in Bible. It's Joseph.
当约瑟17岁的时候呢，因为他的兄弟嫉妒他，就把他卖到埃及。
Joseph was sold to Egypt when he was 17 years old.Because of the jealousy of his brothers.
那他在埃及受了许多的苦。
He went through many agonies and sufferings in Egypt.
但是感谢主，神与他同在，后来将他生。
Thank Lord, the Lord was with him and aided him.
所以当迦南地没有粮食后呢，他们这些兄弟到埃及里面来寻找粮食呢，来敌粮的时候呢，那约瑟有没有抓住这个机会啊，就报仇呢？
When there was no food in the land of Canaan, and all his brothers went to Egypt to purchase the food, and then did Joseph seize this opportunity to avenge himself?
约瑟一点都没有记恨。
And then Joseph didn't avenge himself.
在创世纪五十章二十节，约瑟说：“从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。”
In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, it says, but as for you, you mean evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive.
你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思好的。
You mean evil against me, but God meant it for good.
所以约瑟对他的兄弟说，你们不要怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。
Therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.
大家记不记得约瑟给他的长子取名叫什么？
Do you remember what name Joseph gave to his oldest son?
马拿西。
Manasseh.
马拿西的意思是什么？
What this means?
忘记。
It's to forget.
他说，神使我忘记了一切的困苦和我父的全家。
And God caused me to forget all my agonies and the people in my father's house.
因为他那时候呢，他有约瑟实在是有所有的理由，来跟神抱怨，来对他的兄弟来复仇的。
Joseph had all the reasons to complain to God and to revenge.To his brother, take revenge to his brothers.
但是，约瑟的生命是一个不记恨的生命。
But thank Lord, the life of Joseph is the life of forgiveness.
他一切的困苦，把他弟兄对他的意思，他说你们的意思原来是要害我的，都忘记了。
And then he forgot all the evil doings of his brothers.
我们想想看啊，如果约瑟没有饶恕他的弟兄，以后会怎么样呢？
Just imagine if Joseph did not forgive his brother, what would happen?
也许以色列这个民族哈，他就不能够成为一个民族。
Maybe the whole race of Israel could not become a race.
因为雅各有十二个儿子。
Because Jacob had 12 sons.
如果约瑟在埃及他没有饶恕他的弟兄呢，也许其他十一个弟兄在迦南地呢，他们都饿死了。
So just imagine if Joseph didn't forgive all his 11 brothers, and all his brothers will hungry to death.
那就没有现在的以色列人。
There's no current Israelites.
以色列人他们有多少人下埃及？
How many Israelites came down to Egypt?
几个人？75个人。
75 people.
多少人出埃及呢？
How many?
30年以后有多少人出埃及？
How many people came out of Egypt after 430 years?
圣经上讲说，就是能够打仗的这个男人，20岁以上的男人有60万。
Bible mentioned that the men above 20 years old that can war, it's 600,000.
有60万人。
It's 600,000.
如果加上妇人跟孩子呢，大概会有200万人。
And then plus the women and the children altogether is 2 million.
从75个人到200万。
From 75 people to 2 million.
他们成为一个民族。
They became a race and a country, nation. Why?
因为约瑟的赦免。
It's all because of the forgiveness of Joseph.
因为约瑟是不记恨的。
Because Joseph do not remember all the hatred.
因为约瑟向召他的主。
Joseph is like the Lord who called him.
愿主来用他的生命充满我们。
May the Lord fill us life.
就纪念过去许多大大小小的许多的问题或者弟兄姐妹中间的过节。
Let us now remember all this disagreement and then conflicts.
在以赛亚书43章讲到说，唯有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，我也不纪念你的罪恶。
In Isaiah 43, it mentioned that I blot out your transgressions for my sake. I will not remember your sins.
以赛亚书44章还讲到说，我涂抹了你的过犯，像后云消散；我涂抹你的罪恶，如薄云灭没。你当归向我，因我救赎了你。
In Isaiah 44, it also mentioned that I have blot out like a thick cloud.Your transgressions and like a cloud your sin, return to me, for I have redeemed you.
当神赦免我们以后，他就不纪念我们的罪恶。
When forgive us, he will not remember our sins.
我们如何呢？
What about us?
我们是不是常常夫妻吵架呢，就把10年、20年、甚至30年的旧账就都翻出来？
When a couple had an argument, did we mention the things that happened 10 years, 20 years, and 30 years ago?
Oh, 愿我们像我们的主一样。
May we all be like our Lord.
主说，我涂抹你的过犯，像后云消散；我涂抹你的罪恶，如薄云灭没。
Lord mentioned, I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sin.
谢主，主的赦免是完全的赦免。
Thank Lord, the forgiveness of Lord is the complete forgiveness.
他的赦免也是一个不纪念的一个不纪念过去的一个赦免。
And then his forgiveness it's the forgiveness that will not remember the wrongdoings.
时间已经不多了，但是我愿意再提一件事。
Because of the time constraint, I would like to mention just one thing.
主就是我们赦免的能够赦免的榜样。
Our Lord is the example our forgiveness.
主说父啊赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Because Lord pray and said, Heavenly Father, forgive them for what they do. They do not know what they do.
我不晓得有没有人记得，在1991年，在美国的爱荷华州发生了一件大事。
I'm not sure if you remember there's an incident happened in 1991 in the state of Ohio. Iowa.
在那年的11月1号，有一个中国留学生叫做吴刚。
In November 1st, there was a Chinese student called Lu Gang.
他开枪杀了三位教授，还有一位副校长。他同时获得一个博士学位的中国留学生叫山林华，他杀了5个人以后呢，就开枪自杀。
Gunshot 3 professors and 1 vice president and also the same international student. Her name is.
卢刚是北大毕业的高材生。
卢刚 graduated from Beijing University.
但他读研究生确实是很顺。
His master degree pursued was not very smooth. He had a lot of argument with his advisor. The award of the best dissertation were not given to him, but another student, Chinese student.
所以卢刚在给写 给他家人的最后一封书信呢，他充满着仇恨，充满着咒诅。
In his letter to his family member, there were full of curses and then the hatreds.
他信里面讲到说，我无论如何也咽不下这口气。
He mentioned that no matter what, I couldn't let it go.
死了，我要找几个人垫付。
If I die, I will find some people to die with me.
这位他的名字叫做Anne，他是叫Anne克莱瑞。
The name of the vice president is Anne Clary.
他是一位基督徒。
He was a Christian. She was Christian, right? She was Christian.
他的父母是宣教士，他自己出生在中国。
Her parents were missionary, and herself were born in China.
他没有儿女，所以他对所有的中国留学生视同己出。
She did not have a children. She treated all the Chinese students as her own children. Anne had three brothers.Her oldest brother was also born in China. Her three brothers wrote a letter to the family members of Lugang. We just experienced a sudden pain.As we were remembering Annie, our thoughts and our prayers all go to your family. The face of Annie is the face of love and forgiveness. I want to say to you, in this difficult time, our prayer and love will be with you.Is this the letter from the victim to the murder? There's no tiny bit of hatred. They totally forgive Lu Gang. They comfort them.Three brothers of Annie donated all her inheritance to the school and established a scholarship to study the psychology of international students. Also, a lot of Chinese students benefit from it. Lord mentioned that you will not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with goodness.Love overcome hatred. Mercy boasts the victory to judges. Forgiveness overcome the hatred and vengeance. If you search on the internet, a person called Hua Xin, he wrote a book and talked about this incident. This Hua Xin studied in University of Iowa in 1987 to study computer science.His wife was the president of international students, Chinese student.
那时候他的妻子已经信主，他呢，他只是把妻子跟孩子放在教会，他自己就走了。
At that time, his wife already was a believer, but he often time just drop off his wife and his children to the church and he left.After he experienced an incident, he returned, repent, and then believed the Lord. He quit his job in computer science field and then became a full-time missionary, preacher, minister, full-time minister. He served in a church of Chicago, and then in 2013 he relocated to serve in overseas campus. We thank Lord, this brother was the fruit of Anne's testimony. Bearing with one another, forgiving one another, if anybody has a complaint against another. As we consider how God forgive all our sins, how we couldn't forgive others. Forgiving one another is the foundation of loving one another. You need to love one another just like I love you. How Lord loved us, we also need to love one another. Lord also wants us to forgive others. Because God first forgive us. How our Lord forgive us, we also need to forgive others. If we offend other brothers and sisters, or if we have been offended by other sisters, not only we need to ask the Lord to cleanse us by His precious blood. We also need to forgive brothers and sisters. And then, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. I hope each one of us, at least one time in a week, we need to learn the lesson of forgiveness. If we have something that we cannot get over with it with our brothers and sisters, after this meeting, by Lord grace and his love and his life, we may confess our sins to each other and then forgive each other. How Lord forgive us, we also need to forgive others. Let's conclude our message with the same song. We need to bury one another with mercies. Let's read our lyrics first. Let's read together. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. As God in Christ forgive you, as God in Christ forgive you. Let's sing together.
请你要彼此
We submit ourselves to
Him.
May the life of your forgiveness replace the life of unforgiveness in us. To cause us to see that you paid it all, you do not remember it all we own to you. How Lord has forgiven us, we also need to forgive one another.Help us so that your life may be leading us. We pray in your lovely name. Amen.